Business Stripped Bare, Adventures of a Global Entrepreneur. Written by Richard Branson and read by Adrian Mulroney. So let me spell it out. Entrepreneurship is not about getting one over on the customer. It's not about working on your own. It's not about looking out for number one. It's not necessarily about making a lot of money. It is absolutely not about letting work take over your life. On the contrary, it's about turning what excites you in life into capital so that you can do more of it and move forward with it. I think entrepreneurship is our natural state, a big adult word that probably boils down to something much more obvious like playfulness. I believe that drudgery and clock watching are a terrible betrayal of that universal, inborn entrepreneurial spirit. For centuries, and certainly since the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century, industry has swallowed lives and, in turn, helped to give business a bad name. Men and women have had to conform to a mechanical model of work. They have been treated like cattle, literally in many cases. Within my lifetime, upheavals in politics, science, and technology have changed the nature of work, especially in the developed world. For some of us, it is our incredible good fortune that we are all having to think less like employees and more like entrepreneurs. The era of jobs for life is over, at last. Inspire your people to think like entrepreneurs, and whatever you do, treat them like adults. The hardest taskmaster of all is a person's own conscience, so the more responsibility you give people, the better they will work for you. For 35 years, the Virgin Group has steered clear of rote mediocrity and steamed full speed ahead into a world of pleasurable scheming, spiked with the occasional cock-up. The way we have worked has allowed us to live full lives. I can't give you the formula for this, and you probably wouldn't follow it anyway. After all, you're having to respond to the circumstances you're in while doing the job that you're doing. I hope this book will give you some ideas about how you can empower your employees and empower yourself, come to that. But you really have to find the solutions that work for you. Here is the good news. The more you free your people to think for themselves, the more they can help you. You don't have to do this all on your own.